as well at halftime. Do we have a score from that hockey game, Derek?
It is still 1-0 late in the second period now with 4.5 to go.
Who's winning?
Chi-High still up.
Remember, people weren't necessarily always listening 20 minutes ago when you first gave the score. I'm trying to educate you live on the air.
The last thing I needed today is another school lesson.
So, by the way, Derek will be attending Memorial next year as a freshman.
Yes, and I've already been pestering everybody about Old Abe TV. It's been nothing but questions about Old Abe TV. Okay, who do I talk to? When can I start? When's all this? Blah, 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 blah. It's just nothing but Derek questions about Old Abe TV.
Yeah, you're going to leave me, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I'm going to completely ditch you now.
Let's see here. They've stopped the bleeding on Will Schilling. He's gone back to his bench, but now they also want to remove a couple of the blood droplets that also came on the floor. So again, the Old Abes lead 23-14 in what has been a pillow fight so far. A lot of missed shots on both sides, especially for lacrosse. The positive for both sides, and you can say this for Memorial especially, good job of clearing those defensive rebounds. Not a lot of second and third chances. All right, back to action. Lacrosse has the ball.
Yep, Lacrosse with the basketball, and now Servais will have it just beyond the logo across from us. Potaski throws it to Jones in the far side. Now Servais, top of the key, drives into the paint, goes up for it. Nobody's fouled by Fezzenmeyer, who is going up for the block. That'd be Fezzenmeyer fouled the ninth on the Old Abes with 37 seconds to go in this first half.
Couple of free throws coming up. Fezzenmeyer almost got the clean block there, but nay, said the official as he reached across with his right hand, his backhand, and got the block.
And Servais makes the first one, cutting the lead down to 8 for Memorial. Still 37 seconds left of this half, and then a whole second half still to play for everybody. And the second shot also falls. 37 seconds left. Memorial quickly up the floor now. Clark in the far side. Will settle things down now. Ending up under 30 seconds left to go. Clark still with it now. Tries to bounce it to Tristan, but some miscommunication. Ball rolls straight away, and Central's got it going the other way with 15 on the clock. Tanger with the ball, 10 on the clock, set, trying to make something happen. Passes it to Wilk. Wilk tries to the paint, goes up for one last shot. He can't convert. Jesperson hucks one up from his own free throw line. He cannot score. And that brings us to halftime. The Memorial Old Abes lead 23-16 here at the break. And speaking of break, we've got a whole halftime break coming up after this here at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. That's ECHometownRadio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at ECHometownRadio.com.
Don't go anywhere as coverage of Eau Claire area high school basketball continues next with the Halftime Show, an update on stats and other scores around the area.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love
these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We rejoin you from Memorial High School, the regular season closeout to our broadcast schedule before we head into the playoff action this weekend with girls basketball coverage. Memorial boys basketball, though, is the focus right now. And at the break, Memorial leads La Crosse Central 23-16. By the way, we'll be right back here at Memorial High School on Friday night. We'll have the opener of the girls basketball playoffs, top seed Memorial on the girls side. The boys have been great. The girls have been even better. They're the number one seed, and they'll be home against Oshkosh North on Friday night. Our coverage will begin at 6:45. So the girls are getting ready for the playoffs this weekend. Boys getting their final tune-ups in before they begin next week. The Memorial Old Abe celebrating a 14 senior-laden senior night. Off to a 23-16 lead. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. And Derek, that was could best be described as a pillow fight in that first half. We'll go over the stats in a moment. Memorial was okay. You know, Mboga and Ferguson getting into a little bit of foul trouble, but La Crosse just cannot shoot the basketball. They're not making open shots, and they're not getting a lot of open shots. Memorial's been very good defensively.
Yeah, Memorial shut down this slow-playing offense that has been set up by La Crosse. Now, they haven't been great offensively themselves. They have gotten a little bit going from Mboga, who's got 13 already, and I know you'll get to it a little bit later, but this team hasn't been amazing offensively. They haven't blown the top off this game yet.
Now, Memorial hasn't looked all that fluid, but the positive out of this, and remember, we did a game, you know, here at Eau Claire Hometown Media where Memorial beat Rice Lake in a rock fight in early January. Good teams have a chameleon aspect. They win a game in a variety of ways. So this game is kind of had a little bit of the sentimentality of senior night. It sort of lacked a little bit of juice. You don't have a lot of students here. You've got a good turnout of the community, but not a lot of students and all of that. So maybe you've got to create your own energy, create your own juice a little more. So Memorial hasn't come out the high-flying offense we've sometimes seen, but they're still finding a way to lead, and they've led this game comfortably from pillar to post because of their defense. Let's get to the stats in this one. Individually, La Crosse, Will Schilling, and Gabe Survey both have 4 points. For Memorial, Wesley Mboga has been a big player in this game. Defensively, rebounding, and offensively, he has 13 points. Cooper Jesperson, the school's new all-time leader in career points, he has 5. Memorial as a team is shooting okay. They're shooting 41% from the field. Here's what gives this game. Here's why this game has kind of felt like a slog, though. Lacrosse is just 6 of 23 shooting. 6 of 23 shooting for 26%. And Memorial's done a great job on the glass tonight. A lot of one-and-done trips for Lacrosse. For the game, Memorial is out-rebounding Lacrosse 14-7, a 2-1 margin. Well, Memorial, a half away from picking up a win on senior night.
Yeah, that is one thing Memorial would love to do. Well, we'll send it to break when we come back. A second half just around the corner. 23-16 the score when we come back at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com.
The best place to go for the best local content is ECHometownRadio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. ECHometownRadio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley. Talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's ECHometownRadio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. That's ECHometownRadio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the kids play. Heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. That's ECHometownRadio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at ECHometownRadio.com.
The teams are back on the court, and it's time for tonight's second half. Let's head back to the gym, and with play-by-play, it's Scott Montesano.
The Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes, one of their final tune-ups, a chance to get sharpened up before the playoffs, taking on a solid Lacrosse Central team, one of the top seeds in the Division II bracket. Memorial leads this game heading into the second half by a score of 23-16. Not only looking for the win tonight to take down a good team, a playoff caliber opponent, but also looking to seal up senior night with a win. So Memorial and Lacrosse. Memorial, keep an eye on Tay Ferguson and Wesley Mboga, both with two fouls already in this one. Mboga, big difference when he's been on the floor versus not on the floor tonight for Memorial. And with the play-by-play in the second half, we turn it back over to Derek.
Well, here we go again for the second half of basketball action. Memorial does have the basketball to start off the second half. and they inbound it to Hedke, and we're underway in the second half. Clark with it on the near wing, waiting with it. Now we'll bounce it to Ferguson, top of the key. Thought about a three, then lobs it down low to Mboga. Mboga loses a hand on it, but regains it. Corner three from Hedke, splashes on in. Bryce Hedke, a far corner three, and Memorial makes it a 10-point lead at 26-16. Lacrosse back up the floor, though. Jones on the far side. Passes to Wilk. Now on the near side, it's Panger. Over to Protaski, and now Jones on the far side. Wilk up to Surveys. Dribbles into the paint, puts up a jumper. Off the back heel, no good. And then Boga scoops it up for Memorial.
Memorial a chance to take a game-high lead here. They've led by 11 a couple of times. Right now, they lead by 10.
Clark bounces it to Jesperson, nearly gets it poked away by Surveys, and then he'll settle things down with Ferguson. Hand off to Clark at the top of the key, then lobbed into the near corner for Jesperson. Up to Clark again, and now to the far side for Mboga. Mboga down low for Hedke. Back up to Mboga now. He'll try a three. Lip rings out, no good. Offensive rebound. Clark gets the hoop and the horn. Clark got the rebound on the right block, put in the layup, and got the contact as well. So a chance for a three-point play for Julius Clark.
Yeah, it was an acrobatic play because he was falling backwards as he threw it up with his right hand and got it to go. So the lead up to 12 and a chance to go up to 13 points as well for Memorial. We mentioned in the pregame, Memorial only 4-4 against non-conference opponents. And again, they can say all the right things, but you got to believe they want to prove to themselves they can take down a quality non-conference opponent.
As Clark does make the three-point play, and Memorial has a new game-high lead of 13 points, leading 29-16.
Think about it. Memorial held Lacrosse. Lacrosse is not a team that necessarily breaks a scorekeeper's pencil, but they held Lacrosse to 16 points in that first half.
Jones spins around Mboga and puts in a layup. And it's now 29-18 in favor of Memorial with 16 to go. 16 minutes to go here in the second half. Hedke drives to the right block, goes up for the shot, nobody's fouled. Bryce Hedke tried to get the layup in. He took the foul and will have a chance at the line for a couple of shots.
Yeah, he'll have a go at the free throw line here. And Hedke, one of the 14 seniors, there's only one non-senior on the Memorial basketball roster as Hedke makes the first free throw, that being the junior Ian Bauer. You got a number of seniors that don't necessarily see a lot of playing time for Memorial if this score keeps up the way it is. Chad Briskey would love the opportunity to get the guys at the bottom of the bench, the back side of that bench, into the ball game.
Yeah, as both free throws do fall for Hedke, and it's 31-18 lead in favor of Memorial. Jones drives underneath, tries to fling it back out, but that's knocked away by Mboga. And now running up the floor the other way. Hedke down low for Mboga, who's underneath the hoop, and he'll calmly put it in. And Memorial, a new game high lead of 15 points.
Mboga, by the way, both Stout and Eau Claire, both trying to keep the young man local to play in the WIAC starting next year.
As we're going to get a timeout taken by Central. 15:33 to go here in the second half. Memorial leads 33-18. When we come back at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. That's ECHometownRadio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at ECHometownRadio.com.
The Memorial Old Age with a new game-high lead of 15 points here at this moment. What's just as impressive is the fact that they've held Lacrosse Central to just 18 points at this juncture. But Central does have the basketball on this inbound pass. Coming out of the timeout, they'll inbound to Wilkin. They'll get this thing rolling again. Hand off to Paniger on the near side, back to Wilk. Now surveys to Jones as they send a flying offense. Paniger drives to the paint. Finds one extra pass underneath for Kretzky, but he can't get anything going, and he'll pass it back out. Jones with it on the near wing, then passes it back across. Surveys has it now in the far corner. Tries to get it to Wilk, but it's out of his reach. Him and Hedke race for it. It is taken by Wilk, but it'll be an over and back anyways. It'll be Memorial basketball. So it was either Hedke got it and had pretty much 2 points right in front of him, or Wilk got there and resulted in an over and back. So a lose-lose situation for Central. So Memorial gets the basketball. Jesperson with it on the far sideline, dribbling with it. Bounces the ball a few times, then tries to hand it off to Clark. The ball bounces across the half-court line, so Memorial over and backs right back to Central.
Yeah, the team's trading over and back calls.
So both, yep, teams trading over and backs, and Central ends up coming away with the basketball now, trailing by 15.
Well, by the way, an update on another score on the old out-of-town score, but there are some girls' basketball playoff games going on tonight. Altoona in Division III opening up play tonight as a number 6 seed, and they have routed GET to advance into Friday night, so congratulations to Altoona. They on their way to a win in their first playoff game on the girls' side.
Yep, and awesome play going on here. A foul on Julius Clark. A non-shooting foul. It'll be Central ball and immediately on the inbound. A corner three for Petaskey. No good. Rebound squirms out to Schilling, though. Paniger drives in on the near side. He gets fouled by Hedke. It'll be another non-shooting foul, and again, Central will try from the baseline. Paniger will inbound to Schilling. He gets swarmed by a couple of Memorial defenders, and then tried to get it to Wilk, but that's knocked out of bounds immediately by Tay Ferguson.
Yeah, Memorial, one thing, statistically, Memorial is an offensive team. However, as you heard Trad Brisky mention in the pregame show, he prides his team on defense, and you're really seeing the defense show tonight. Lacrosse doesn't necessarily have a scary offense, but that doesn't take away from the defensive effort by the old A's.
As Paniger gets the ball ripped away by Memorial, but a held ball situation going to be called on Mboga, and Central gets another kick of the can. As Paniger will get set to inbound this ball from the near sideline. And they try to fix the spot where Mboga fell on to the floor with the ball. Get it with the good old towel. And then here we go now as Paniger will get the ball now with 14 minutes to go in the second half. He inbounds to Jones and then gets it right back on a handoff from Jones. Jones at the top of the key with it. Dribbles and then passes it to Schilling far side. Schilling trying to get past Simmons. Can't find a lane through. Now Wilk near side. Over into the near corner, Paniger. Passes it to Petaskey. Now to Schilling, top of the key. Wilk has it. Thought about a drive, then he'll just hand off Paniger. He thought about a three, then he'll settle it down. It drives to the paint. Knocks Hedke on his butt and then goes up for a shot. No. And grabbing it is Ferguson for Memorial. Clark will steadily bring the ball up for the old age with 13 minutes to go here in the second half. Hedke finds an underneath pass for Mboga, but the whistle was blown for a foul behind the play. It'll be on 14. That'll be Petoskey for Central. That is his third in this game, and the team's third. So Petoskey in some foul trouble with still 13 minutes to play. And Boga receives the inbound pass on the near side. Immediately starts to drive, and now another foul gonna be called. This time it'll be on Servais for Central. That'll be his first. The team's now fourth of this second half. Memorial will try it again now. Head key inbound this ball. By the bounce feed, trying to get to Mboga, but it will roll all the way out to center court when Mboga picks it up. Jesperson with it now near side. Passes to Clark, who will slow things down. Clark bounces to Jesperson near side. Waiting, looking, and now Mboga top of the key. Hand off to Headkey. Headkey will then float it into the near corner for Jesperson. Jesperson runs the baseline, trying to bring it around to the top rim, no. And the offensive rebound, and Boga puts in the rebound. And it's 35-18 in favor of Memorial with 12:20 to go. And now back the other way, Jones tries a three, that's no good. And Memorial will go back the other way with it. Headkey now with it in the near corner to Mboga. Drives in, and an offensive foul will be on Mboga as he knocked down Petoskey.
Yeah, he spun into him, got the arm up there, and Petoskey took the contact, went down on his back, and Mboga picks up his third foul. He'll take a seat on the bench with 12 minutes to go.
As we're going to get a timeout on the court, 12:04 to go here in the second half. It's 35-18 in favor of Memorial when we come back at echometownradio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The Memorial Old Aves leading this one pretty comfortably, up 35-18 with 12 minutes still to play in this one. And this one, Memorial, they've held Central pretty much off the board here in the second half. Just 2 points for Central in the second half.
Again, Memorial hasn't necessarily looked smooth on offense, but that's not what the story really is becoming. Is Memorial defensively, and we talked about it in that first half, lacrosse only shot 26%. But as you know, as much as you point out lacrosse can't make shots, you gotta give Memorial a lot of credit for that.
As back the other way now, Petoskey, baseline extended, goes up for a layup, no. Rebound ripped away, Petoskey, goes up for the layup and gets it to go. Joey Petoskey hits the layup, and it's a 15-point lead for Memorial at 35-20. Now on the near side, a foul is going to be called on Gabe Servais for Central. An odd shooting foul, by the way, as he and Jesperson were both on the near sideline, and Servais trying to rip the ball away, gave too much contact.
Memorial's got this 15-point lead, and that's even with Jesperson having only 5 points so far, but he's one of those microwave players, hence the reason he's the all-time leading scorer for the school.
Jesperson, a corner three, nails it. Cooper Jesperson, that's what he does. He nails corner threes like that, and he makes it an 18-point game for Memorial. Now a giveaway for Central. Ben Fesenmeyer takes it. The other way, finds a feed underneath for Bauer. Nobody's fouled. Ian Bauer from right underneath the hoop had a flying Gabe Servais bonk him in the noggin. And now another chance at the line for him. So Ian Bauer will set up at the line 11:15 still to go.
I'm not going to lie, Derek. I might be lost for the rest of the game. There's a baby directly across from us, so my interest in this game may quickly wane.
Oh, boy. Now, welcome to the baby distraction. If he sees the baby, he immediately loses any interest in anything else and just focuses on the baby. Well, Bauer misses the first shot and the second shot.
Look at that baby across the way. They're getting a phone out for the baby. Baby's giggling at whatever's on the screen. It's outstanding.
Here we go. Well, Bauer makes one of the two, and now quickly running the floor, Panger. He gets fouled going for it by Cooper Jesperson. And he'll have an inbound pass on the near side.
His game has also featured a lot of whistles on both sides. The officials getting ready for the playoffs themselves, making sure those plastic whistles work.
Well, it's clear it's working here for them today. Well, here we go. Well, Central with it, Schilling at between the wheels, dribbling with it, now passes to Jones. On the near side, Panger tried to bounce it underneath for Prataski, but him and Panger have some miscommunication as Prataski tried to drive baseline and Panger threw it behind him. So Memorial will go back the other way. Yates, near side, holding the ball in his hands, then bounces it once and throws it to Bauer. Back to Yates, and now Jesperson at the logo at center court. Jesperson hands it off quickly to Bauer at the top of the key with it. To Fesenmeier, into the corner for Simmons. Drives into the paint, and then travels trying to go through as Jamar Simmons tried to fight his way through two different guys and ended up picking up the ball and walking with it as he travels, giving the ball back to Central. So Central the other way with it. Jones trying to beat Simmons as he and Jesperson have double-teamed him. But he's able to get it to Schilling underneath the hoop. Schilling trying to beat Fesenmeier, but Fesenmeier has him locked out. Tries an awkward shot, barely saved off. He couldn't get the shot away. It's saved off the line by Jones, then knocked away by Jesperson. And it'll go out of bounds in favor of Central.
A heck of a block by Fesenmeier. Went up there, rejected it out of bounds. So Fesenmeier off the bench has provided energy on a couple of runs he's had tonight.
Well, on the inbound pass, immediately getting swarmed is newly in Marcelo Jones, the brother of Anthony Jones, who has been in this game for a while. It'll go out and Central will have another kick of the can. Schilling with the near side, guarded though by Bauer. Schilling finds a pass to the left block, goes up for a shot, and he splashes it on in. Will Schilling hits the shot from the left block, and it's 39-22 in favor of Memorial. Bauer at the top of the key for Yates on the far side as Memorial sets up in the quarter court offense. Bauer drives to the right block, spins it, and then throws it out to Jesperson. A long three off the side rim. Offensive rebound, though. And now trying to drive in on the baseline is Caleb Yates. He gets the ball yanked out of his hands and rolls out of bounds. They'll say last touched by Yates, and Central will get the ball underneath their own hoop.
I talk about a statistical anomaly in this game. Lacrosse does not have a second half defensive rebound. Memorial hasn't scored on every possession, but there's been a combination of turnovers, balls leaking out of bounds, fouls, that sort of thing. And Central has not had a single defensive rebound in the second half. It's not been a game that's been all that smooth here in the second half. We've rarely gone 45 seconds without a whistle in this second half. So it's one of those games that right now for the coaching staff, there's things to take out of it, but it hasn't had the flow you're going to usually get in a playoff game.
As now Central with the ball attacking to our left. Anthony Jones with it on the near side. His brother Marcelo Jones out there. Here's a lob feed to him in the far corner. Anthony Jones driving into the paint. He gets the ball yanked away from him and out of bounds on the baseline. It'll stay Central basketball.
Yeah, Ian Bauer got his hand in there and knocked it out. You know, the thing is, Yeah, I was talking to Chad Brisky before the game, and Derek, you were there as well. These games don't technically mean anything statistically in what I like to call the silly week, but they still mean a lot to the players. You know, for a number of these, especially seniors, there is no guarantee of competitive basketball in college. And you can play noon ball at the YMCA. You can get involved in a Thursday night rec league, but it's not the same as competitive team basketball. So for some guys, their career's winding down.
Paniger from the right block. His layup attempt does not fall in Memorial. Back the other way. Ian Bauer, near side three, splashes on in. Ian Bauer makes it a 20-point lead in favor of Memorial at 42-22 with 8:20 to go.
Ian Bauer's young. He's just a junior, the only non-senior on the roster.
As Will Schilling drives in from the far wing and puts in a shot. And now quickly back the other way. Long lead feed for Bauer. Hands it off to Jesperson. He loses the handle, but able to save it off the baseline. Now Yates, far side three, splash it. Caleb Yates hits the three, and just like that, Memorial makes it 45-24. They're pulling away in this one with 7:45 to go.
And you got a thing in the back of Chad Brisky's mind is, when is he going to be comfortable enough to bring on all the other seniors on the bench to play on senior night?
As Anthony Jones drives into the paint to the right block. Goes around, passing Bogun, puts in a reverse layup. And now a 45-26 game for Memorial, still comfortably ahead. Yates, near quarter three, he gets it. Caleb Yates is getting himself going a little bit here. A couple of threes, and it's 48-26 with 7 minutes to go. And Central needs a timeout to discuss things over. 7:07 to go here in the second half. Memorial leads 48-26. When we come back at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5, The Tap.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
Memorial pulling away in this one up 22 points here with 7:07 to go in this second half. Central does have the basketball, though, inbounding just inside the half court. Anthony Jones will start with the basketball as his team will set up. Panger dribbling at the logo, then Marcelo Jones. And Marcelo Jones got the ball and then immediately turned to try to throw it to his brother, Anthony Jones, in the corner. But a little misconception as he threw it out of bounds, well off target.
Yeah, and they gave the side-eyed look that only siblings will give each other.
Yeah, you could tell Anthony was very annoyed with that one. As Jesper said, drives to the right block, but his effort is rejected by Panger on the right block. It'll stay Memorial basketball, though, on the baseline with 6:42 to go.
Memorial, by the way, we'll end the regular season on Thursday at Menominee. They'll go for the clean swing in the BRC. They'll look for a perfect 14-0 conference mark.
As Ferguson's air ball and then immediately back the other way, Central turns it over. And then running back the other way, Julius Clark puts in the layup with a little help from Cooper Jesperson. And Memorial has eclipsed 50 points, leading 50-56.
Now lacrosse looks like they're well on their way to being held under 50 points for a 10th time this year.
Panger drives into the paint, spinning around Clark, puts up a floater, and he gets it to go. Panger, and now behind the play, a foul's going to be called on Tay Ferguson for Memorial, so that'll be Ferguson's third. third with 6:03 to go.
Yeah, Petoskey ended up splayed out on the floor. Ferguson knocked him over, so the third foul by Ferguson, sixth on Memorial, gives the ball back to LaCrosse. Still a 22-point lead, though, for Memorial.
Yeah, Memorial's not in any situation of stress at this moment after that foul. Wilk on the far side, dribbles the baseline, and then he pretty much stiff-arms over Julius Clark trying to drive in. An offensive foul will be on Wilk, and Memorial will get the basketball. Wilk tried to drive in on that one to the right block, but he pretty much went for a football stiff-arm on that play, something you can't do in basketball. And Memorial ends up with the basketball, and Wilk just ends up with a foul. Clark passes it to Yates just inside the three-point line. And Boga drives into the lane, no. Rebound, batted around and grabbed by Yates. His second chance, no. Buddy is fouled. Caleb Yates went up for the basket, put it too strong off the glass, but did draw the foul. It'll be a chance for a couple of shots coming up here.
By the way, in that hockey playoff game, Chi High and Memorial tied at one with 5 minutes remaining. A pair of Cinderellas. Neither one was expected to get out of the opening weekend of the playoffs. Yet Chi High very much the Cinderella. Memorial also, though, a Cinderella. And they're tied at one late in the third period down at Hobbs.
And Yates ends up making both of his free throws. So Memorial up 52-28. And with 5:31 to go, the question now is, when does Chad Briskey decide to bring out the seniors that are usually on the bench? When will we see a Jack Cooper and all those guys make their way out onto the court?
By the way, they had a nice little setup in the lobby area down to our left. All the players had collages of baby photos and photos of them playing youth basketball that have been put together by their teammates and by their parents.
As Wilk had a far side three effort not go down, but then a foul on the ensuing rebound on Julius Clark. That'll be Clark's third, by the way, with 5 minutes still to play.
By the way, I might be wrong here, but I don't think LaCrosse has made a three-pointer all game long.
I can't actually recall any memory of them draining any three-pointers, nor can I remember them having any one-pointers, so it would make logical sense, being they still even score at 28 points. Paniger with the ball for Central, and then he tries to drive it, gets it poked away by Jesperson, running the floor. Clark has it to Headkey, far side three, off the back heel, no, and coming away with his surveys. He'll run the floor to Marcelo Jones, and now setting it up now for is Conrad is checked in for Central. Wilk throws it back to Conrad in the near side. He drives in on the baseline. He can't score as it whips out. And now running the floor the other way. And Boga underneath. He puts in a nice layup off the glass. Wesley and Boga having himself a night as he makes it 54-28 for Memorial.
Yeah, and Boga up to 19 points in the game.
Yeah, Wesley and Boga, have yourself a senior night and a half here today. Well, Central with the basketball to our left. Paniger dribbling with the ball on the near wing, waiting with it, then drives in the paint. Throws it to the far side for Wilk. Wilk dribbles back in the paint, then to Conrad. Conrad's three falls on down. So just like that, Gander Conrad hits a three. And it's 54-31. But quickly back the other way, Cooper Jesperson trying to spin his way through the paint. He gets the foul called, and he will get the free throws here with 3:26 to go.
By the way, the end of the bench begins to take off their warm-up jackets, so Chad Briskey will get ready to bring in some of these other guys, and it serves two purposes. One, it allows these seniors to get a chance to play. You also get a chance to walk off the seniors that play the majority of the time, like a Cooper Jesperson, and get that moment here in just a second as Jesperson hits the free throw. Old Abe's a solid defensive effort today. They've been dominating on the glass, and eventually their offense has pulled away in this one.
As Jesperson did make the first one, and his second effort, though, is off the front rim, but an offensive rebound from Mboga goes on down. So forget the 1 point. We'll take the two for Wesley Mboga as he makes it 57-31. Survey drives into the lane, but he can't convert. And now running the other way, it's Memorial. Mboga, a three for the far side. That's off the front rim, no good. 3 minutes left. The first of the bench players to make it into this game for Memorial is Henry Fezenmeyer, by the way, who has checked in, is going to get a foul behind the play on. Looks to be, Bryce Hedke. Going to be the guilty party on this one, and Memorial has now decided they'll empty the bench now. Here come all the bench guys into the game. Alex Christensen among them. Henry Fezenmeyer's out there. Ian Bauer is out there, the lone junior on this roster. Armando Torres are out there, so. And now on the near side here, it's Jack Cooper. So those are your five guys out there for Memorial right now. As the front end of a 1-1, as, by the way, both teams are now in the bonus with 2:52 to go. Front end of the 1-1 does fall for Schilling, and with 2:52, but it's still 50, it's 57-32 in favor of Memorial. As it looks like Central will start to empty off their bench here in a moment. A lot of JV guys on the back end of their varsity roster. As, they'll start to do it now after the second free throw falls. And now Memorial will inbound Cooper with the ball to inbound. He'll bounce it into Bauer, and Memorial will run the floor. Still 2:50 to go, so plenty of time for these bench guys. Torres throws it up to Christensen, top of the key. To Bauer now, who will dribble with it. To Torres. Torres near side. Dribbles with it now and then passes it to Cooper. Back to Torres near corner. Drives on the baseline. Throws it out. Christensen, a far three, gets it. That'll get a rise out of the crowd. Alex Christensen, the bench warmer, hits the three. And it's 60-33. In favor of Memorial with 2:15 to go. Driving in is Eller Blum for Central, and then he tried to throw it out for Klitsch, but he got it ripped away, or at least an attempt, by Henry Fezenmeyer. And then Fezenmeyer and Klitsch both went in on it. They're going to call the foul here on Klitsch. So that is now the 10th foul on Central in this second half. So,
by the way, Memorial in that hockey playoff game just scored with 29 seconds remaining. They've taken a 2-1 lead on Chi High. It looks like Memorial is going to, on the hockey side of things, extend their season into the weekend.
Henry Fezenmeyer does miss the first shot, but for the hockey team, it's looking like they're gonna go on through, beating Chi High, both Cinderella stories. Second shot also missed, and on the rebound, everybody flopping for it. And Central comes away with it in the hands of Macklish, but he tried to pass it over to Conrad, but that's tipped out of bounds on the baseline. It'll stay Central basketball, though, with 2 minutes left. Well, 2 minutes to us may not feel like a ton of time, but for these guys, especially the seniors on Memorial, this feels like all the time in the world. Conrad dribbles into the paint, puts up a jumper. Off the back heel, no good. Bauer tried to bat it away on the rebound, but it comes away with it is Central's McLeod. He tried to drive in. And now running the floor, Christensen for Memorial as he ran the other way and put in an open layup. So Memorial makes it 62-33. With a minute 20 to go. And you know both these teams are still going 100% right now, knowing that, especially for these seniors, this most likely will be probably their last time playing at this gym, so they're going all out. Well, a foul on the play here on Jack Cooper for Memorial. It automatically result in some shots. This one was a shooting foul, by the way, so a couple of shots anyway.
So Memorial will get ready to they'll wrap up the regular season Thursday at Menominee, and then all eyes will turn to the playoffs. Now, again, we'll have Memorial girls basketball playoffs here on Friday, 6:45 airtime, as they'll take on Oshkosh North. And then next Friday, Memorial boys against Eau Claire North in the basketball playoffs.
One of two shots falls for the Central River Hawks, and the last guy to make his way that is usually we haven't seen a lot of is Brody Neff in for Memorial. Neff passes near side, then gets it right back from Armando Torres. And now ball ripped away, though, from Neff by Central's Conrad. And then him trying to throw it underneath gets it intercepted. Armando Torres, a corner three, gets it to go. Armando Torres hits the three, and it's 65-34 in favor of Memorial with 30 seconds still to play. To the near side now, Eller Blum. To Klitsch, near side three, got it. J.D. Klitsch hits the three, and 65-37 the score with just 20 seconds on the clock. F. Stop the free throw, that puts up a three. It's an air ball, and will bounce out of bounds along the baseline. 11.4 to go here, still in the second half, so we'll wrap up this one here. I would presume Central's going to go for one more run here at the hoop with the last little bit here as they'll inbound the ball to Conrad. Conrad runs the floor, then passes to McLeod, but he gets it stolen away, though. Ian Bauer. Bauer passes it to a drive from Fezenmeyer. He'll settle things down, and the clock will hit double zeros, and that's the ball game. The Memorial Old Abes defeat the La Crosse Central River Hawks by a final score of 65-37. Memorial got the game. Central got the game they wanted, but then Memorial able to pull it away in the end, getting the offense going. Well, we'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll recap this entire game on the post-game show here at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Stay tuned for tonight's post-game show featuring a recap of the game and a look at the final stats.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's time for tonight's post-game show featuring a recap of the game. Let's get back to the gym and Scott Montesano.
The Memorial Old Abes come away victorious in this one by a final score of 65-37. This game was relatively close at the half-big rock fight, but Memorial pulled away in the second half and didn't let Central get any kick or any sort of offense really going in this one, as Memorial got their own offense going and pulled away this one, taking it 65-37.
Again, La Crosse Central is not the powerful La Crosse Central team that people have known for most of the last 20 years, but it's still a good team. They kind of sneakily are the number two seed in the D2 bracket on the western side of the state. So they're still a good team. They figure out ways to win, and you look at it. Well, Cross Central wanted a lower scoring game. They're not a team that puts a lot of points on the board. They win a lot of games with 40, 50 points. They, for the longest time, kept Memorial down, but Memorial just found a way to beat them at their own game, if you will. Memorial held Lacrosse to just 26% shooting in the first half. It didn't get any better in the second half. Lacrosse, when they would get an open look, couldn't hit them, but nearly every shot was contested. A good job by Memorial defensively, and then offensively, they eventually were able to break through. They found their rhythm in the second half, and once Memorial found their rhythm offensively, there was no shot for Central, and for Memorial, they win on senior night, and again, show they can beat a solid non-conference opponent.
Yeah, that's one thing for them. They got the defense steadily for them, and then eventually, it took a little while, but eventually got that offense working for them. Well, why don't you run us through some final stats?
Biggest thing is I want to take everybody through the rebounding. For the most part in this game, and the last three or so minutes of the game were played truly for statistical purposes only, as the bench guys, rightfully so, got a chance to play. But Memorial for the game pretty much had a 2-1 rebounding edge. They dominated the glass in this game. That is something you like to see, because rebounding is partly due to positioning, a little bit of luck. A lot of it comes down to effort. And on a night in which you had to provide your own furnace in the belly, there wasn't a lot of juice in the crowd, even with it being senior night. Really no students here, no pep band or anything. The Memorial players still found that energy in the belly and dominated the glass tonight. That's also a big reason why they held Lacrosse to as few points as they did. And then offensively, Lacrosse was led by Will Schilling's 7. Nobody in Lacrosse's roster got to double figures. Memorial, meanwhile, got 21 points for the senior Wesley Mboga, 9 for Cooper Jesperson, 8 each for Caleb Yates and Julius Clark. Lacrosse Central falls to 13-9, Memorial 18-4.
Well, so Memorial Old Abes come away victorious on this senior night, so they'll look ahead to their remaining time before postseason schedule, and we'll be looking ahead to our first postseason matchup, Memorial Girls in action on Friday night. They'll take on Onalaska North. Oshkosh North on Friday night.
Yeah, we'll have that game 6:45 airtime as Memorial takes on Oshkosh North on Friday night in the opener of the girls basketball playoffs. And then we'll be back with the Memorial boys next Friday as they open up their playoffs against Eau Claire North. Go to echometownradio.com for the full schedule, because once you get into the playoffs, that schedule from Friday to Saturday changes very, very quickly. So depending on what happens Friday night will dictate what we're covering on Saturday, which will dictate what we're covering next Thursday and into next weekend.
Well, we'll have to be prepared for the chaos. Well, that'll do it here from Eau Claire Memorial High School. So on behalf of everybody that made this broadcast possible, and on behalf of my dad, Scott Montesano, I'm Derek Montesano, saying there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. Make sure to take advantage of it. And until Friday night, so long, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this presentation of Eau Claire High School Football from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. For a schedule of other upcoming games, visit echometownradio.com or thetap.fm.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report in the U.S. House.
The ayes are 217, the nays are 215.
And House Republicans push their big budget resolution to passage, a crucial step toward delivering President Trump's agenda. It includes $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and $2 trillion in spending cuts. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We had the requisite number of votes to move this process along, and now passing the budget resolution in the House, it will go to the Senate.
The plan had stalled over concerns about potential cuts to Medicaid, and CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns points out.
It's important to note that in this specific bill, there isn't a line item to cut Medicaid, but there is an item to make heavy, heavy cuts to government spending. And a lot of lawmakers have pointed out that really the only way to achieve those cuts is to make some changes to Medicaid.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.